right, John, you're the first call of the day. What are you doing?
Well, driving into the sunrise on Route 1 going up to Thomaston.
Oh, nice.
Oh, that's nice.
What do you got going on in Thomaston today?
Well, work. I have a little company up there. Bus always gets to go early, right?
Oh, I gotcha.
Yeah, exactly.
What's the, is it near, isn't that where the prison store is?
Yeah.
Have you ever been there, Kel? It's fascinating.
No, there's a prisoner store in Wyndham, in the Wyndham jail, but okay.
Yeah, the one in Thomaston has like some really beautiful like woodwork and stuff.
Oh, yeah, cool. Yeah.
I remember the strange one is there was a wooden ball and chain.
Whoa.
I thought, this is kind of strange.
Interesting. That,
of all things, this is what they've decided to carve.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, the prisoners.
At one point, they had a wooden chopper up there in the window. It was pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, like a motorcycle?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Wow.
This is nuts. Yeah.
Well, what kind of business do you do up there, John?
Well, it's pretty interesting. It's probably the oldest company still in existence in Maine. It used to be part of the Knox Woolen Mills in Camden. And it's called Edward H. Best, and it's a company that makes a very specialized thing, tubular felts, which doesn't sound like anything all that exotic, but to weave that on an old loom from the last century is pretty amazing. And then to treat the stuff that comes out in special ways so that it has very special properties, there's almost no one in the world that does it.
Wow. So, did you say tubular felt?
Yeah. Yeah.
So what is tubular felt used for? It sounds like a band.
Yeah.
Wow, I'm going to start a band with that. The biggest use is roller covers. Industrial roller covers and machinery that handle very delicate things ranging from bread, because wool doesn't stick to bread, though, to plastic films. In fact, some of our films are used in soap pots, manufacturing soap pots.
Huh.
Very interesting.
How about that?
John.
So this company's been around for a long, long time. When did you get a hold of it?
Just last year.
Wow.
This is a strange, like, niche thing. But yeah. Another example of, like, who knew that right in Maine, you know, this very specialty thing is being made.
I've definitely heard the name Edward H. Best.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool, John. Well, look at that. See, you learn a little something about Maine and about tubular felt.
Yeah, right.
Coming to Boston Calling. Please welcome Tubular Felt. All right, John. Well, thanks for being the first call of the day. Safe drive up there. How long is that going to take you?
Oh, about an hour, a little more. If you want a really interesting piece of history, though, the British tried to keep wool weaving to themselves. They wanted our wool, but they wanted to sell us the value-add products. And a guy went over there that wound up working out of Gray, Maine, and his name was Mayall. And he stole the technology for weaving, and the British tried not once but twice to murder him.
Wow.
That's how serious this was.
Wow. Yeah. This is a
little history, huh?
That I love that. Huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
The torrid history of wool.
Yeah.
Who knew, right?
Who knew? Well, thanks for for being up this morning and giving us a call, John. Have a great day.
You too. Thanks for doing what you do, guys.
All right. See you later.
Bye, John.
Bye-bye.
The first call of the day.
Say that 10 times fast. Wool weaving.
Why?
You can't help but sound like Elmer Fudd when you say
wool weaving.
Oh, what were you guys doing this weekend? We were wool weaving.
I'm not good with W's and R's. Wool weaving.
Yeah.